freaks.
Are we on the air?
Let's take it from the top. Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe.
Hot off the wipe, baby. With my people's
Britney, bitch. Billboard ranks the top 100 songs in the history of their hot rap songs list. And guess who's the number one song?
Who?
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, boy.
Thrift Shop. A young musician named B. Howard claims to be Michael Jackson's long-lost son. He had an online press conference on his website, filmone.com, and they claim they have results of a paternity test that proves he's a Jackson.
Yeah. They figured out that it was the logo that they used on the paper was from Terminator, one of the Terminator movies. I mean, it wasn't even close.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Our good old President Barack Obama, he held the Women of Soul concert at the White House, and he tried to honor Aretha Franklin, but he couldn't quite spell out what he was trying to say.
When Aretha first told us what RSPECT meant to her, she had no idea it would become a rallying cry for African Americans.
Wow. Did he misspell it?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Okay. Other performers included Patti LaBelle, Melissa Etheridge, Janelle Monáe, Jill Scott, Ariana Grande, and a few others. So Star Magazine is reporting that not only is Jamie Foxx in a secret relationship with Tom Cruise's ex Katie Holmes, but that she's pressuring him to go public. The reason why I don't believe it is because he's always been super secret about his love life, but they said he's met Zuri and he does love kids.
Aww.
50 Cent, he's been putting stuff all over social media saying Rick Ross and Diddy are gay lovers, but
oh boy.
Okay. It's old. They say he has no time for that.
It's old now.
I'm Britton. That's your Hot Off the Wire. If I missed anything, tweet me at @TooPrettyBritty. And for more stories, go to the RestPartMorningShow.com.